This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Tuksuk Bay Islander boys and the Scammon Bay Eagles boys both advanced to the 1A state championship tournament semifinals after winning their quarterfinal games yesterday in Anchorage. The Tuksuk Bay Islander boys defeated the third-seeded Shaktulik team 69-63. The Islanders had a double-digit lead for much of the game. Colton Angiak led the way with 21 points and 29 rebounds. Abraham Julius scored 22 points. The Islanders will play today at 4:45 p.m. on KYUK. Their semifinal opponent is Lumen Christie, a school that scored 99 points in their opening round game. The winner of that game goes to the championship game. Scammon Bay was dominant in their win against Kahlowak yesterday, 70-53. The Eagles used a full-court press, three-point shooting, and offensive rebounding to get the win. Carson Long was named player of the game with 24 points. Cassius Sundown contributed 12, along with 6 assists. The Eagles will play top-seeded Tanana Wolves today at 3:15 p.m. Tune in on KYUK to that game. With a win over Tanana, they would advance to the championship game. In the consolation bracket, several YK Delta teams saw their state hopes come to an end yesterday. The girls of Pilot Station were narrowly defeated and eliminated by Buckland by just 1 point, 57-58. Pilot Station was winning until the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter when there were several lead changes. Johanna Ivan scored 18 points for the Pilots and had 4 assists to end her season. The Akiachuk Husky girls were eliminated by Nunamute, 37-45. Keithia Phillips scored 21 points and had 11 rebounds for the Huskies. But several teams are still alive in consolation play. The St. Mary's boys teams advanced to the consolation tournament final after narrowly defeating Akiak this morning, 80-77. David Beans had a triple-double with 23 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists. Ethan Allstrom contributed 23 points and 11 rebounds. On the girls' side of the consolation bracket, St. Mary's will play Chafornik as each team won yesterday. The St. Mary's girls defeated Norvik 63-50 behind Autumn Bean's 35 points. Chafornik beat Skagway 45-40 as Naomi Wassily led the stat line with 15 points, 6 assists, and 8 rebounds for the Lady Shamans. Meanwhile, in the 2A girls bracket, Hooper Bay girls lost their opening game to top-seeded Wrangell 11-52, while the Hooper Bay boys dropped their opener to top-seeded Nanilchuk 34-73. Both Hooper Bay teams will play in the consolation bracket. Tune into KYUK 6:40 a.m. today at 3:15 p.m. as the Scammon Bay boys tip off against Tanana. And then stay tuned at 4:45 p.m. as the Tuksuk Bay Islander boys take on Lumen Christie in their semifinal game. Turning now to politics, on Tuesday, President Joe Biden signed an omnibus spending package for fiscal year 2022 into law. The nearly 3,000-page bill includes a reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA. KNBA's Trip J. Krause has more.
As a Delaware senator, Joe Biden helped write the original piece of legislation nearly 30 years ago that has long championed the law. As president, he spoke about the measure on Wednesday.
Even in 1994, we knew there was much more we had to do. You know, that was only the beginning. That's why, because of all of you in this room, every time we reauthorize this law, it's been improved. It's not like we didn't know we wanted to do these other things in the beginning. As we did as much as we could and keep trying to add to it.
The law focuses on domestic violence and sexual assault survivor programs. The reauthorization includes language that empowers tribes to prosecute non-Native offenders of child violence, sexual violence, sex trafficking, stalking, and other crimes. The tribal provisions of the VAWA reauthorization also create an Alaska pilot project that will allow a small number of Native villages to exercise special tribal, criminal, and civil jurisdiction over non-Native offenders in some cases. Akiak Native Community Chief Mike Williams is also the Alaska Region Vice President for the National Congress of American Indians. In a news release from the National Indigenous Rights Organization, he said that, quote, "This reauthorization of VAWA empowers us to take the necessary steps to build healthier and safer tribal communities in Alaska and across Indian country for generations to come," end quote. In Anchorage, I'm Trip J. Krause.
Moving to crime, a grand jury has indicted a Kotlik man on counts of murder and cruelty to animals. KYUK's Greg Kim has the details.
According to a state trooper affidavit, 44-year-old Kotlik resident Pius Teluk strangled his girlfriend to death after stabbing and killing her dog. It began on March 10th around 1 a.m. when troopers received a 911 call from Teluk's girlfriend saying that he threatened to kill her. About 10 hours later that morning, troopers received another call from Kotlik. This time, it was Pius Teluk telling troopers that he had woken up and his girlfriend was dead. Troopers arrived in Kotlik a few hours after the second 911 call. Severe weather delayed their arrival, as can often be the case when troopers respond to remote villages. According to the affidavit, Teluk told troopers that both he and his girlfriend were drinking homebrew and began arguing. Teluk told troopers that he was angry at his girlfriend and stabbed her dog, killing it. Troopers found bite marks and scratches on Teluk's arms consistent with injuries received from someone being strangled and fighting to break free. According to the affidavit, Teluk told troopers that his girlfriend was punching him and he grabbed her throat to stop her. If convicted at trial, Teluk faces up to 99 years in prison. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In more news, the Bethel Fire Department has released more information about a house fire that destroyed a home in Bethel on Monday near H. Marker Lake. KYUK's Desiree Hagen has the details.
Fire Chief Darren Salisbury said the department determined the fire to be unintentional. He would not give further details on the cause of the fire. He described the damage to the house as a total loss. The fire began Monday night. 11 firefighters responded with 2 fire engines and 1 ladder truck. There are no fire hydrants in the area. To put out the flames, the firefighters called City of Bethel Public Works. They responded with 3 water trucks, each delivering approximately 3,500 gallons of water. The firefighters brought the blaze under control around 10:30 p.m. and fully extinguished it just after midnight that night. 2 occupants, Earl Polk III and his 9-year-old daughter Rosebud Polk, received minor burns and were transported to the emergency department at the Bethel Hospital. They are receiving assistance from the Alaska Red Cross and community members. Donations for the family can be dropped off at 4006 Sunny's Way in Bethel's Larson subdivision. There is a donation account set up at Alaska USA for the family under the name Earl A. Polk III, account number 5094317. That's 5094317. In Bethel, I'm Desiree Hagen.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, comments, or suggestions to email address news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.